The city kicks in about $75 million toward the school budget. Not a large part, but a significant one, but gets little voice in the spending. Each year, council members lament unresolved issues like, why aren't well-equipped buildings open in the afternoon and into the evening, as so many suburban schools are? The standard response is that the money isn't there. Last night, those complaints were heard, but there were others. DPCC Second Vice President Jessica Bauer-Walker says after-school programs need help.
There's many schools, most of the schools at this point for their general after-school program, it's over. As of the other week, they start not until mid to late October. They end by the end of April. The programs generally don't run past 4:30. It's only if they're getting additional funding or if they're a special population like English language learners.
Interim Superintendent Donald Ogilvie says the new school budget will pay for after-school programs to start near the beginning of the school year and run almost to the end, much longer than this year. He says Say Yes will start paying for the programs and transition to district payment over 5 years. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.